Good morning, Lester. How are you? Happy New Year. I know not, my liege.
Hello, test check. Okay.
I can hear you okay.
Let me turn down the feedback. I don't hear myself so much. All right, here's the deal, Ixmal. We got our regular 1 hour call today. And I am recording it and broadcasting using a program called Nicecast into nowhere. There's no listeners.
Okay.
But there, I will, if you, with your permission, post it to the electromusic.com website as the return episode of The Les Hall Show.
If you think your friends and colleagues on electromusic.com would be interested, absolutely, that's fine with me. I'm not sure I've got anything to say that's of any interest, but if we can have an interesting discussion on a sort of Socratic basis.
Yes.
The master and the pupil.
Well, I don't know who's the master and who's the pupil.
You're the master, of course, Lester. You know all about this tech stuff.
Okay. Music,
computers and whatever. Well, I can ask dumb questions. You can educate me.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about a subject I know very little about. And maybe you would know some. It's microphones.
Okay, not a lot.
Well, I've got it down. I need to buy a microphone
because
I'm using the Max microphone right now, and it's not really capturing my voice very well. Mm-hmm. MacBook. It only works on the left side because my notebook was dropped.
Oh, I see. This is the inbuilt mic in your MacBook.
Yeah, and you know it's only going to be so good.
Yeah, they don't normally specialize in mics. I mean, you need to maybe go to a specialist mic manufacturer to get the best.
Yeah, it's good for a notebook mic, but it's good for what it is. But it is what it is. So
sure.
It's not an audio mic. So
right. Mm-hmm.
Audio studio quality. So I've got it narrowed down to a company and a couple of products. So if you'll bring your web browser to the front.
Sure.
And type in sure.com. That's SHURE.com. It'll take you to their website. And then you select where you are. Already we have a difference because I select America.
Yeah, I can see the UK online shop here.
Okay, so we'll have
this to... This is free shipping on orders over £100, which is about $120 now.
And they're pretty much all, they cost that much.
Yeah.
So if we take the products link, I'm going to cover a couple of products I want to take a look at.
Can I just check here? What you're looking for is a standalone mic rather than a headset mic?
That's correct.
Right.
So I've got it down to a $100 mic and a $200 mic. And I think I want to get the $100 mic. But I'm not sure.
Well, let's do this scientifically and ask, what exactly do you want to achieve with the microphone?
Well, I want to capture my deep voice, the depth of it, which you're not really getting right now. And I want to have real good quality. And I don't want to have a million accessories, a mixer, XLR cable, a stand, and wonder if the stand is going to fit it, and all this jazz. That's what led me to the Motiv, M-O-T-I-V category.
I see it.
So maybe we should just cut to the chase and go straight to Motiv.
These are condenser mics, and I mean, I've heard of condenser mics. They were invented back in, I believe, in about 1920.
Were they?
And at the t- at the time, they were a major leap forward in microphone technology. And I think, having talked to a few musician friends, I think that some people at least think that they still are state of the art. They are very, very good for collecting and the sounds of human speech. Hence, they were very popular with the BBC, for example, and the German Rundfunk, and I think the early American speech radio channels, because they would produce a very good timbre quality on singing voices and speech voices for things like radio shows, plays, musical interludes. So that sounds very much, that's what you're after, isn't it?
Well, now who's the teacher and who's the student?
Well, that's because I know I've got a random collection of historical facts in my head, including things like microphones, because I just pick this sort of stuff up in chatting to people.
Well, click on Motive, and then you'll see the products MV5 and MV51.
I see them.
The MV5 is $100. It's $99.
Yep.
And the MV51 is basically the same thing. It's got the controls on the front, and it's a huge diaphragm.
Yep.
It's got a 25mm diaphragm, 1-inch. Which I gather is huge for a diaphragm.
Yes, it sounds like, again, one of those big old-fashioned BBC mics.
Okay, for $199.
So $199, it's £199 in the UK. That's interesting, isn't it? Again, we've got this gap in price.
Yeah, they're charging you more.
The MV5 is £109. It's about, $130? And the MV51 is £199, which is, I don't know what that is, $240, something like that. Anyway, a considerable gap in price.
Yeah, they're twice as much as the other, roughly. So I think I'll get the MV5, but I don't want to get the MV5 and wish I'd have got the MV51. You know?
Well, have you looked at review websites? Because I mean, I know that there are review websites where you can go on. I mean, sometimes, I don't know whether these products only available through the Shure online shop?
No, I'm going to get them from Amazon.
Because if you look on Amazon, I'm sure Amazon.com will be the same as Amazon.co.uk. It'll have lots and lots of reviews by users. And if you can, especially if you check ones that are down to people who actually have bought it. And does Amazon have a button on Amazon.co.uk anyway that means that you can see that the reviewer has actually purchased the product and isn't just spouting off, about look how much I know about mics.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think if you find somebody who's bought either the MV5 or the MV51, you'll probably find that those people will have compared and contrasted before they paid. And makes I'd sense. Especially... If you look at the people who looked at the 51 and bought it, you might say, the reason I bought the MV51 was that it has the yada yada, and it's particularly good for dooby dooby, and that's what you want.
I want the yada yada and the dooby dooby, that's for sure. How much I know.
You may find that the extra money goes to produce higher fidelity, or it could be that it's better at coping with large variations in sound.
It could be good for miking a guitar, which I don't need.
Possibly it'll be relevant. When I go on the websites that have sound samples, some of which are free, some of which you pay for, and these are often made by people with microphones who just go out and they record something interesting and then they put it up as a sound clip. And it's interesting to hear the difference in quality of the same event. Say, for example, a thunderstorm. If you use your ordinary mic to record a thunderstorm, it just sounds wrong. It's tinny. You don't get the real depth of the thunder. Which,
so
by the sound of it,
with one of these, you would.
Well, you would, I think. Yes, if you pay, especially top whack, for a sort of the MV51. I'm guessing that would be the sort of machine that would enable you to pick up a very wide variation of sounds. For example, a thunderstorm in a swamp, so in Florida, say. So you've got, for example, the pitter-patter of rain, the song of the cicada, you know, a sort of high-pitched, and then the thunderstorm. So you've got the big booming thunder and crashes of the thunder. And a good mic would be able to pick up both of those and give you high fidelity reproduction on the high, wide variety. Now, the question is, does that matter to you, given that what you're talking about is voice? So you're talking about something that can reproduce your voice with high fidelity.
Exactly. So, that large diaphragm good for sensitivity?
I don't know.
Response or both?
I don't know is the answer, and I think what you'd need would be to read some informed reviews would be my guess, okay. And talk to people who have bought mics, and uh-huh. and maybe also, I mean, I do know a number of professional singers. I could, if you give me a day or two, probably get in touch with someone like Eva, you know, who is a professional singer.
Okay.
Sings with two or three different bands up in Washington State, and I've got assorted German and Dutch friends as well who are semi-professional. Well, I mean, I've got one who is definitely a professional singer. Several others who are semi-professional. You know, they do it. They will. They have other jobs, but they also sing for money occasionally. And ask their opinion. They may say, oh well, you know, what you want is the following features.
And mention to them that I have a real deep voice and want to capture it.
Yeah.
Or also, you know, a lot of bass in some kind of instrument I'm working on. Might want to capture that too.
Yeah.
So the other thing is the price. I've got a budget of about $400.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to eat up the whole budget with one mic. So, you know, that's the other question. So,
sure.
You know, the MV5 is looking like the winner at the moment. But, anyway, there's another microphone that I'm turning down at the moment, but I'd like to get someday in the future when I'm more set up for it. And this is the... I think it's under classic. No, let me see. Products. Products. We want the... Yeah, classic. There it is. Okay. If you go to the classic section, also known as the Super 55 or the 55.
Uh-huh.
Take a look at that mic. There's a 55SH, a 55, a Super 55, and a 5575LE in this family. Do you have a link to those?
I'm not sure that the British website's laid out exactly the same way. So say again, it's under microphones.
If you look under the left side near the top, there's a products mouse over.
Yeah, I got products microphones.
And then anything that says classic or 55. Do you see anything like that?
No.
Okay.
It's under voice instrument installed broadcast studio recordings and home recordings.
Oh, that's top applications. And if you mouse to the right, there's popular model lines. You see something like that? Or there's a search bar. Just type 55 into the search
bar. Yeah, it's going to be the simplest as use the search bar, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll do it. Just type 55 into it.
Here we are, the Super 55 Deluxe Vocal.
That's the one I really wanted, but it's pricey. And it also requires other accessories that are also pricey.
Yeah.
It's $249 here in America. And it's, you know, this is the classic, what they call the Elvis mic. Oh,
I see it, yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a lovely looking mic. And it has all kind of technology in it. It does require that you have an XLR interface, which means an external a box.
See, because it says it's got a lot of technical terms here that I don't know and don't understand. For example, it says it's a supercardioid polar pattern.
Well, that has to do with the cardioid pattern is a classic mic pattern. And what you do is, if a mic is unidirectional, it hears sounds equally from all around it.
Right.
And if a mic is cardioid, it hears sounds preferentially from in front of it.
Right.
And
yep,
not behind it.
That makes sense. Because that means that makes it better for a singer on stage surrounded by musical instruments.
Yes, especially speakers, because in the 50s, I saw in a promotional video, in the 50s, they had a problem where the big mics of the day would pick up the speakers and go into feedback.
Yes, yes.
So they needed something that would just get the performer's voice and also not cover up the performer's face. So they made a slightly smaller version, about half the size. And it was this mic, actually the 55SH, is modeled after the one that Elvis used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it says here, tailored frequency response for natural vocals and speech, mm-hmm. and high gain before feedback and excellent off-axis rejection. So again, it sounds like it ticks all the boxes for use by an onstage singer surrounded by a band.
Yes. And then the Super 55 is like a modernized version of that. It's got chrome and a blue accent to it. And it costs like $70 more.
The question is, would you need these features given what you're planning to use it for?
Well, I think actually the truth of it is the models we just looked at are more evolved because the 55SH intentionally is retro in sound. They want to keep it, you know, some people want to say, I want the Elvis mic. I want it to sound like it sounded for Elvis, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So for those people, there's the 55SH.
So it's for Elvis tributes, tribute bands?
Well,
or
anyone who wants to
for
sound people, like...
Yeah, well, anybody who wants to, you could use it in a jazz club as well or something like that, couldn't you? Give it the right vibe, the sort of speakeasy vibe that people want. Whereas what you want really is actually pretty accurate reproduction of the actual sound.
Exactly. So the 55SH is not for me.
I think so. I think by the sound of it, I would agree with that. I think your thinking is correct.
However, the Super 55 does have those modernizations.
Yeah.
It's got modern type of innards. Hold on, someone's at my door. Come in. Hi. Okay, you're on the radio.
I am.
Yeah, we're making a recording. It's going to get posted on the web.
How cool.
Thank you.
That's great. You're welcome.
See
you. That's the drug we have in common, you know. I take levothyroxine as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to limit our call. Because in about 20 minutes, it's going to pay off. But I can always turn the mic off or something. But anyway, so you got the Super 55, which has the Elvis look and the modern innards. And then for collectors, it starts at $400 and goes up. It's the 5575 LE.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are beautiful microphones, but they require a stand, maybe a clamp to the surface. Then they have to have a audio interface, and then that has to have an XLR cable. And it's just too much for my little desk.
I've just noticed that the Shure website has a series of videos on how to choose a microphone.
They do.
Yeah. If you look down a bit on the open page, anyway, on the English one, anyway, it probably has a similar on the American. It says it's called How to Choose the Right Microphone, and it has at least three videos called Understanding Mic Specs, Part 1, Operating Principle, Part 2, Frequency Response, and Part 3, Polar Pattern. It sounds like it's a lot of the things you were just saying explained in – they're about well, let's have a look. 4, 3, 5 minutes long. So I bet if you watch those, that would explain to you exactly what it is that you're getting for your money when you pay extra for us for a mic spec. And it looks like it explains the best environment to use them in.
Way cool. Because
I'm guessing some of these would be optimized for the electronic music builder who is recording a vocal tracks with a synthesized sound, compared to a vocalist who is working on stage with live musicians, for example. Mm. And I'm guessing that they would be different in their requirements, and therefore you would be wasting your money if you pay too much for one which is from a different stable, as it were.
I see. Okay. Well, I'll watch those videos. Thank you for finding that. And yeah. Then I'll have a better idea of what to get.
And some of these are,
if
some of these are optimized.
Down, if you're doing interviews.
Some of these are optimized for things that I do occasionally, which is like public speaking, you know, where you're speaking to a lecture theater or a conference hall full of people, pointing at a some sort of presentation on board behind you.
Oh.
And of course, that's again a bit different. It doesn't really matter about the the accuracy, the verisimilitude of your voice, as long as it's absolutely crystal clear that they can hear every word and it's picking it up neatly. As you move around a bit, it probably needs to be a bit more flexible in that respect.
And also, they have some software.
Yep, they do.
Sure Plus.
And I can see you've got a home. There's a section on home recording. If you see that,
huh? Cool. Well, I'll delve into that stuff, and that'll help me.
And it says recommendations for home recording voice. They recommend the SM58, the SM58 X2U, which is the Innistrad cardioid dynamic, and the MV5, the one you're talking about, the Motive MV5 digital condenser.
Which connects
to Mac, PC, iOS, and Android.
Well, that's the other thing. The MV5 and MV51 plug and go, plug and play. You just plug it right into your USB or into the connector on the bottom of your iPhone or your iPad.
Did you look at the MV88 as well?
No.
Have a look at the MV88 because that is, it says here, it's another condenser and it's an iOS machine. Provides top quality audio recording for iOS devices with Lightning connector.
Well, I've got a setup on the MacBook, that is.
Mm.
I don't use my iOS device.
Right, so that wouldn't be any good for you. All right. In which case.
It would be good if I was.
It looks to me like the SM58 school, which of and the MV5 are round about the same price. Oh, hang on, no, the X2U is more expensive because it's a cardioid. Yeah, the cardioids are more expensive, but the SM58 is about the same price as the MV5.
But then with that one also, you have to have an audio interface. It doesn't plug directly into the Mac.
Yeah, that's right.
So then you're $100 for an audio interface.
Yeah, so again, the MV5 looking like it should be top of your list.
Okay. And before we leave the topic of microphones, I wanted to mention a mic that I saw a short video of. Let's see. It's microphones. It's the KSM. See anything to put KSM in the search? And look at the KSM8. It's a dual dyne, DUALDYNE, and it's their latest thing. They have an entire series of microphones just based on this one technology. But they start at $500.
Oh, this is a bi-directional ribbon mic.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Featuring Roswellite ribbon technology. Okay.
So it had, what I gathered from the video was, microphones have this quality where if you're right up on the mic, like eating the mic, so to speak, you capture all the low frequencies. It's got great bass response. Yeah. But as you back away and move to the side, the frequency response loses the bass.
Mm-hmm.
And this is commonly known, and people use it on purpose to create different effects with their voice. And it's a problem because there's only a sweet spot right up next to the mic.
Right.
So this dual-dyne technology improves upon that. So you get more bass response to further away and to the side. I think that's what it's all about. So anyway, well, go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like they do lots of different things, but yeah, and the more you pay, the more you get. I mean, they've got extra bells and whistles, but they are, well, over here, they're like $800 UK prices.
You gotta really want one.
KSM9 condenser. Yeah, this is professional stuff. I mean, it can be professional stuff. I mean, I know. None of this stuff is cheap. I was just on my Facebook, I just put a be on lookout for, because some friends of mine who run a band in a town called Colchester, which is about 50 miles away from here, they had their vehicle broken into and all their sound equipment stolen. £6,000 worth while they were doing a charity gig. And they lost guitars, amps.
I have heard that before.
All kinds of stuff. Oh, I know.
Yeah, apparently that's very common, to have your band, your gear taken while you're in a gig.
Well, that's the trouble. I mean, they left it in a car with regular windows, so the villains could see what it was. And although they left it under a camera, I don't know whether they'll ever get it back. I hope they do, but I put it on my Facebook because it's so sad, especially because I mean these are, you know, they're not getting paid a lot of money even when they're doing a professional gig. But this one was a fundraiser for a cancer charity, and so I'm thinking it's so rough that they should lose all their gear. Like that.
Well, maybe a GPS tracker would be the thing to put it
in. Well, I must admit, if it had been me, I'd have put smart water tags and things like that all over it, you know. Uh-huh. But the thing is, if people are willing to buy stuff without asking too many questions, then even that won't help.
Well, you'll never get it no matter what. Well, it's sold, resold.
If you go on my Facebook, you'll see. I mean, it won't be in America, that's for sure. It'll be somewhere within a few miles of where it was stolen. But you can see at least they did take photographs of all the kit. So if you want to see what it looks like, you can see the way it looks and the stickers on it and all that kind of stuff. So if anyone finds it, it should be immediately identifiable in theory.
Well, that's another reason to get, for me personally, to get the $100 mic, the MP5, instead of the MP51, because, you know, someone could just walk off with it.
Yeah, there's always a risk.
Yeah.
I always recommend to people to use things like Prey or Immobilize, you know, these websites where you can register code the code numbers of them.
Okay.
And there's a product called Smart Water that I think you must have it in the States. It's a goo, and it has in it micro dots with code numbers on. And you dab this stuff around over an object, and it sets. And it's impossible to eradicate every speck of it. And if the police know that your product is Smart Water registered, they can look at it through a microscope, read the number, and know that it's yours.
Oh, they look at it through a microscope. They don't have like a pickup device.
I don't think so. No, it is visual, but they mix it with UV ink. So if the thing fluoresces, and then they go, look, and they look down. There's the number, and it's registered on the website as this number is yours. You get a little tube of goo, and you just dab the goo on things like, I've got it all over my gear: smartphones, laptops, cameras, whatever's worth money and is nickable. And you know, it doesn't prevent people from stealing it, but it means if they do, they've got a real problem with selling it, because if people know that it's smart water labeled, it means that it's always linked back to me.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to have for expensive stuff.
Yeah,
and I, you know, so we recommend the use of smart water.
I would very much so. Yes, and even more so the websites. And the ones that I use are called PrayandImmobilize.com, which are free. Just enable you to register things like photographs of your kit and the IMEI numbers of phones and the log numbers of the little registration numbers that items have on them quite frequently, just to make it more awkward for criminals and more likely. Because often the cops will find a thief, a burglar, and they will. It'll be an Aladdin's cave of stolen property that the thief has been unable to shift. And the police often say, "We don't know what to do with it. We get 800 mobile phones and 600 digital cameras, and if only we knew whose it was, we could give it back."
Okay. Well, I just put the keyword "smart water" on my list of things to get.
Yeah, have a look at it
on Amazon, and. You know, I should put some on my printer, my computer.
It only costs a few bucks. And the police, certainly the UK police, think it's brilliant. They also have a gadget over here, which they put on security parcels, you know, like when they're carrying cash. And it's like a little tiny bomb full of smart water.
Oh.
If a criminal opens it, it goes in their face, sprays them with this stuff, and you cannot get it off. It's like skunk. You know, you can shower for a week and it'll still have some on you. Because if the police find people and they say, "Oh, I was never there, Gov, it wasn't me." And they say, "Oh, well, how come you're covered in the smart water that was inside the parcel?"
Yeah, you know, I've heard about that. My psych doc, he told me, you know, technology has changed for the police. And, you know, the stuff about lie detector tests and, you know, you can put a tack under your toe and stress it out and fake, you know, feel pain during the broadcast, during the testing, and fake it out. Not anymore. They've got neural nets looking at your facial expressions.
Potentially,
really high artificial intelligence technology.
But I love the idea of just this stuff that proves 100% that there's no other way you could have got this stuff on you except that you were present. So people say, "Oh, I was never there. You know, I was in a different town, or it was my brother." Or something. This stuff, you know, it just proves it. There's no other way that you could have got it on you.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I like the smart water approach.
Yeah.
But you know, it's really interesting that things have evolved so much.
Yep.
But anyway, so that's the tour of microphones.
Yeah, sorry, I'm going off at a tangent. You wanted to talk about something else. Let's move on.
Well, I don't know. Well, I just wanted to let you know, Ix. Oh, by the way, now that we've been talking with this guy for, half an hour now, or close to an hour, I'll introduce him. This is a guy who goes by Ixmo Supermarine on the web. And that's his web nickname, and I won't mention his real name.
to protect the guilty,
or the crafty. To protect the crafty.
Yeah, it's more. I don't want to embarrass my family when I do dumb things on the internet.
So,
which is every day.
We met in virtual reality, and became good friends, and now we have these hour-long chats once in a while. But I'm going to cut the broadcast short and finish up with my chat with Ixmo. And because we're at the end of our talk about microphones and the stealing of them and things of that nature. So, this Ixmo, by the way, this broadcast will be posted on electromusic.com.
Sure.
That's electro-music.com.
I know of it, yes. And I believe there's a Facebook group as well, isn't there?
There is, yeah. And yep. I help out with the management of both. And I have a sub-forum on electromusic.com, too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a thread for the Les Hall Show, And good news is the Les Hall show is coming back, and it will begin with this broadcast.
So hold on, for series two.
Series two of the Les Hall show is about to begin. As soon as I get that new mic.
Okay.
All right, okay. I'm hitting the stop button on the broadcast.
All right. Goodbye, cheers, everybody. Cheers. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.